Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back. It is weird. It's the only word I can think of to describe it. How many times do you have to win the same case to get people to stop harassing you over and over again? That's what they're asking in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. And Alliance Defending Freedom, of course, shining the way, helping to defend the Masterpiece case. But Jake Warner is back with us. He is the legal counsel with ADF, and he's a key member of the Center for Conscience Initiatives. Jake, how many times are they going to drag this poor man back before the courts and asking him to do the same thing over and over again, only to have the higher court strike it down? This seems, I know that it's not like a crime where you can be charged with double indemnity or anything like that, but it sure seems like it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. At this point, Jack is just feeling harassed. And let me give you a little bit of background of what's going on now. On June 5th, Denver attorney Autumn Scardina filed a lawsuit against Jack Phillips and Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado State District Court. And the claims are similar to those in the now dismissed complaint that Scardina filed with the Colorado Civil Rights Commission in mid-2017. You might remember the same day that the U.S. Supreme Court decided to hear Jack's first case, Scardina contacted Jack's shop and asked for a custom cake with a pink and blue design that would celebrate the attorney's transition from male the female, and that request appeared to be a setup. Jack declined that request because it would have expressed a message that violated his religious beliefs. Then about 3 months ago, after commencing the administrative hearing, Colorado dismissed its case against Jack. And instead of trying to appeal that dismissal, the lawyer has now filed this newest lawsuit that seeks damages and attorney's fees, which could bring financial ruin on Jack and his business.
So what does the ADF do in this situation? Jack's obviously been through the ringer and back a couple of times now. Where do you guys go from here?
Well, we're going to stand by Jack just as we've stand by him and all the rest of the lawsuits that he's faced over the past 7 or 8 years.
And what does his defense look like? What's the strategy? What argument do you make? Do you expect the courts to find the same way that they found before?
Well, sure. Without getting too much into case strategy, we think there are some procedural problems, and we're going to highlight those procedural problems for the court. But of course, this touches on basic First Amendment freedoms. Can the government compel you to create expression that violates your deepest beliefs? And we think that answer is no. The answer has always been no. The government does not have that power under the First Amendment. And this is a principle that protects everyone. Like I said last time I was on your show, we advocate for a principle that not only protects Jack Phillips, but protects the very attorney who's suing Jack Phillips and protects everyone so that the government doesn't force us to create speech that we object to.
Well, it's really and it's so infuriating, Jake, but I have this feeling that this is going to be the new strategy, that a death by a thousand cuts may not achieve the initial court win that the activists may be looking for. But if they can just wear you out and keep wearing you out and keep dragging you back through process after process, hopefully that, you know, they'll be more willing to fight and more kind of prepared for that than the person that they're going after. Am I wrong? Because it seems like in many of these cases that you're getting relitigated again and again.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I think that point highlights the fact that the U.S. Supreme Court needs to step in and answer these important fundamental First Amendment questions that these lawsuits raise. Because what we have now is Colorado, a state, has created a hostile environment for people like Jack, who gladly serve everyone but just can't express every message through their custom artistic expression. And that's not right. People like Jack need to know their rights, and we think that the Supreme Court needs to weigh in on this issue very soon.
And there's no way that Jack would be able to afford this kind of defense, friends. It's one of the reasons why ADF needs you to partner with them this spring in our Defending Freedom Month. 800-569-1559 to give a donation. 800-569-1559. Jake Warner, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio, a look at your health for this Thursday when we continue live from Atlantic City.